Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. Authorities in South Jersey are looking for a man who terrorized two people by breaking into their house, attacking them, and starting a fire. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports from Collingswood.
It was about 2:30 in the afternoon on Crestmont Terrace, just a few blocks away from the busy Haddon Avenue, when Chris Miller tells NBC 10 neighbors noticed something was up.
Five fire trucks come soaring down the street, and yeah, we didn't know anything of it, and we just saw the fire.
But another neighbor, Michael Daly, says this wasn't just a typical house fire.
I was very confused because with all the evidence and all the emergency responders immediately, it was definitely a serious situation.
Police say a man broke into the house, which is by a dead end on the block, demanded money from the two people inside, attacked them, and tied one of them up.
Cops say he then started the fire in the house and ran away. Police haven't released the conditions of the two victims, but they did say one of them was injured and not because of the fire. The school district says it is making progress when it comes to addressing asbestos issues in school buildings, but staffers tell the school board they are still working on the best way to keep parents and the public in the loop. Here's KYW's Mike DiNardo.
The district in November said it would establish an asbestos hotline for parents or school staff to report environmental concerns in their buildings. That hotline has yet to get off the ground. Interim District Facilities Chief Jim Creedon says the environmental services staff has been struggling to research and answer the current inventory of questions from parents. Creedon told the school board's Finance and Facilities Committee Thursday that he's assigned a specific project manager to develop fact sheets for basic questions.
We haven't launched a formal see something, say something. This is more what we're doing to manage the questions that are coming in from the incidents that we're having.
Board member Maria McColgan questioned whether a see something, say something program would be confused with the district's existing school safety hotline. A Villanova University astronomer says an unusual dimming of a star in Orion's belt could be a warning that it's about to go supernova. Ed Gwinian, an astrophysics and planetary science professor at Villanova, has been observing the Betelgeuse star, a bright red supergiant, for 25 years. 3 months ago, he says the star, located about 642 light years from Earth, began to dim considerably, and he sounded an alert to astronomers across the globe to take a closer look. They also began speculating about a worst-case scenario that the star is preparing for a supernova explosion, which would be seen here on Earth, even in the daytime.
It would be like a full moon over there. So it would just be a glow with a blue point source that would get brighter and brighter. It takes about a week and a half to 2 weeks to get to maximum brightness.
It's so far away, though, Gwinian says any dust or other material from the remnants of the star would not make it to Earth. A kind gesture triggers a big spike in business for a Delaware County pizza shop that was struggling to stay afloat. Here's KYW's Charlotte Reese.
Eric Brooks, owner of Eric's Pizza, is overwhelmed with orders but has a smile from ear to ear.
It's a two-hour wait for pizza right now.
Brooks opened the Ridley Park location 3 weeks ago after he recently closed a shop in Clifton Heights because his mom became sick. When his mom got better, he opened a new place and business was struggling. That is until a young neighbor posted about it on Facebook telling people to stop by, saying Brooks is a great guy.
It took off like wildfires, and the kid doesn't want anything for it. He came in just for a slice of pizza, and it was like a miracle overnight.
New customers are coming from all over just to get a bite of Eric's Pizza. Alitra LaRoche was hired just last week.
I got the job on the spot, ended up working all the way that night, and I've worked every day since, which today makes day three.
Eric says he needs more help, and he is looking for experienced employees. The Philadelphia Phillies have unveiled a new look for the Philly Fanatic. The revamped Fanatic showed up Sunday at the team's spring training home opener and showed off some notable differences. He now has flightless feathers rather than fur-colored arms, stars outlining his eyes, a powder blue tail, and different shoes and socks. This fan seems a bit confused by the changes.
Why did they mess with this now? I don't understand. Did they make him skinny?
Another fan thinks the changes are meant for the younger generation.
Snout length is very awkward. It looks like a can of soup. I'm just not vibing with it. Everything else, I'm cool with. He's a little fluffier, a little more colorful, a little bit more for the kids, for the times.
The makeover comes amid the team's legal fight with the mascot's creators. The club says one thing that won't change: the Fanatic's prankster attitude. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.